Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On 97.1 FM Talk.
Especially polarized voting, even within the Democratic Party, that's where Section 2 matters, where you have a reason to think that a racial group is being treated.
Here too, you have proof of that here.
No, you don't. What you have here is that Republicans and Democrats are different. There's no.
No, you have some that even white Republicans or white Democrats won't vote for black candidates.
Right, but if these were white Democrats, there's no reason to think they would have a second district. None. And so what is happening here is their argument is because these Democrats happen to be black, they get a second district. If they were all white, we all agree they wouldn't get a second district. That is literally the definition of race subordinating traditional principles.
So there you have the Deputy Solicitor General speaking to Justice Sotomayor about what's going on in Louisiana. This is a really interesting case, and Greg Jarrett's going to be with us in 13 minutes from now to give us the nuts and bolts of what is at stake here and why this case is being brought to the table. We talked about Missouri. I know you were a big proponent of the 7-1 map, right?
Oh, yeah.
Is it 7-1?
Yep.
6-1?
Yep.
7-1?
Yeah. Yeah, it's 7-1.
7-1. Is it 5-3 right now?
No, it's 6-2. 6-2.
So there are different states that we've seen talk about the gerrymandering, the redistricting. Of course, Texas was the big story that they sent their Democrat legislators to a gerrymandering safe haven in the state of Illinois. It's like, go there and learn their ways. And they tried to shut down the legislature so that the Republican majority in the state legislature in Texas couldn't redistrict their maps, which they did so and did so constitutionally. And so a lot of the focus has been on what each state has the right to do. California, they've got a ballot measure, correct, in California to accept new maps in that state, which could maybe plus up a Democrat seat or two.
I think it's 5 seats that they're looking to add, but they have to get rid of their own fair election committee to do it, or bypass them.
You say that again. What do we got to do to get there?
Exactly.
Let's get the fair election people out of here so we can make the case for this. I would say, what was this, maybe 3 months ago that this was the hot topic? Districting?
It was early summer, July, I think.
But, you know, the question is, what can states do within their own state constitutions and not, you know, obviously opposing the Constitution to make sure that their maps reflect that of their constituency. Now, in the state of Illinois, 44% of the state, 4% of the state, went to vote for Trump last time. We have 3 of 17 congressional seats. And if you look at the map, I keep highlighting this, but the national spotlight that the state of Illinois has been under for, I would say, the better part of Donald Trump's first term. Or second term, I should say. The fact that the sheer stupidity of how the Illinois Democrat Party has run amok in this state. And really, it's a great example of, if you gave Democrats unfettered access to power, what would they do with it? What would that look like? Well, folks, ironically, it would look like the land of Lincoln, which is tragic. But, you know, that reminds me of the recent law that they tried to pass that had to do with gun regulation. Brad, you know a lot about, I don't remember what it was called. It wasn't part of the Safety Act, was it?
PICA. Protect Illinois Community Act.
So they worked to try to implement a lot of gun regulation. And this time around, the Republicans said, we're not even going to try to make this better. Go ham. Take it all. Put it all in there. Because the worse you make this bill, the better we think the whole bill will fare once it gets to the Supreme Court, which has always been their intention. Now, it hasn't gotten there yet. But in the state of Illinois, when Democrats want to do something, they can do it. They're not stopped from doing it. We're in a position in the state of Illinois to show the entire country, specifically on the gerrymandering issue, what Democrats will do when given access to power with little to no check or balance. Do you know that in the state of Illinois, the actual budget is handed over to the Republicans the night they're supposed to vote on it?
Yes, I did know that.
And if the Republicans didn't show up to work at all to cast a vote on it, Democrats could still vote against it and pass it just fine. And due to the Mike Madigan machine, who I don't know that you guys carried the story when I was out on Monday with my kids, but Mike Madigan's in jail now. That's interesting. But the Mike Madigan machine is still in force, where they use opportunities to spare some of those Democrat votes to not vote or to vote against something because they want to save those purple districts, like the 112th, which is right across the river in Katie Stewart's district. The gerrymandering that has occurred in the state of Illinois has become a national conversation because Texas was looking to redraw their maps. And even on Stephen Colbert, you'll remember this, Stephen Colbert has J.B. Pritzker on his show, and they're talking about maps. And when they're talking about maps, Stephen Colbert whips out a map of the state of Illinois. And then he points to our district in the Illinois 13, going, well, how do you explain this? And J.B. Pritzker's response, if you recall, was to say they hired some kindergartners to draw it. It was a joke to him. They do not take they don't take it seriously because they don't have to. Now, if the state of Illinois needs to lay itself down in gross overreach of far left progressive policies for the rest of the country to get their act together, at least I can feel like we could serve some sort of purpose in bettering the country in that regard. But now we have a different situation. Now, due to Louisiana's districting, there is an argument being made at the Supreme Court against the Voting Rights Act that is put in position, it's in play to try to amplify the voices of minority voters in states. It essentially, due to a racial consideration, a minority consideration, when drawing the maps, it works to ensure that those minorities have an amplified voice. Now, if you're amplifying a voice, you're also quieting a voice, correct? I mean, if you're turning one voice up, you have to kind of turn one voice down in the same regard. The question is that being done specifically by race, skin color? And the Supreme Court is working on deciding that right now. And Greg Jarrett is going to break down that case for us. This has people shaking in their boots. This is very different than what was taking place in Texas, what has taken place in Illinois, what has taken place in California. It's really kind of a red-blue thing. You know, when you look at the state of California and Illinois, what they've done there, there are arguments to be made on the other side of the aisle with red states that have done the similar thing. But the Louisiana case is quite different and could have a huge implication beyond just Louisiana. I'm interested to see how this one comes about, very much so.
I am so much so that I was actually reading through the transcript of the Supreme Court case arguments yesterday. I know, but I am that interested in it to see where the justices were falling. And some of it seemed predictable. Alito, Gorsuch, Thomas, probably Kavanaugh seemed like they were in favor of gutting it. Maybe, I mean, this is all, you know, kind of reading the tea leaves. But the three liberals, of course, were against it. And that leaves Roberts and Coney Barrett in the middle, where you're not really sure where they're going to come down.
Well, Greg Jarrett's a good guy to talk to about
this. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
So how, you know, I've heard the number of seats that this could swing is 20 to 40.
Just with the Voting Rights Act? I would be, I think with redistricting, I would be, no, you know what, you're right, with Democrats, because I'm looking specifically at Republican seats. Yeah, it could actually affect that many seats. Yeah.
Is this tyranny?
By who?
Is it a tyrannical act, what they're doing right now, or is it correcting a tyrannical act? Is it right to district? That's our poll today. Do you believe minorities should have special consideration when drawing congressional districts? Yes or no? You're essentially saying the House of Representatives is supposed to be the most closely connected to the people, the as close as you're going to get to a one for one, like democracy. That's the closest you're going to get in the House, in the Republic that we have right now. I think that the congressional district, each congressional district is supposed to represent, give or take, 750,000 people. If you know, the black population in this country is 13%. Latinos, have they surpassed 13% yet? I mean,
I don't know. I don't know the answer to that.
That's a real interesting question, because how do you count that?
Mm-hmm.
You know, if another reason why I would like the census to take place sooner than later. But if you are 13% of the population, so you are a minority, the purpose of the Senate is to make sure that we don't have majority rule, because the majority rule is the passage requirement in the House of Representatives. You need to have one more vote on your side in the House of Representatives. In the Senate, which is the reason why we haven't had this continuing resolution passed yet, it's not a simple majority, because there is a simple majority in the Senate of Republicans. So you'll see a lot of people say, how could this be the Democrats' fault that the government is closed? Why can't the Republicans? They've got the majority in the House. They've got the majority in the Senate. They've got the Oval Office. Just get the job done. The simple way to explain that is, in order to vote on the bill where a majority will pass that bill in the Senate, they have to agree to close debate to get to the vote where the plus one vote of Republicans or whomever decides to vote for the CR gets it to the president's desk. They have to have 60 votes to say, we want to vote on the bill. When you hear about to end the filibuster, before they can actually vote on the bill, they need 60 people in the Senate to say it's time to vote on the bill. And right now, the Democrats and Rand Paul, who is a Republican, are saying we're not ready to vote on this bill. And therefore, the government is shut down. The Republicans, if all 53 Republicans vote for the continuing resolution, the government is still shut down. 52 of them have voted for it. They need 8. They have 3. They need 5 more brave souls to cross over and vote to end the filibuster. And then they can go vote against the bill. They won't even let the bill come to a vote. So when you look at the 750,000 constituents that are represented with each House member, that's the smallest amount of constituents that you have in federal government representation. Should people who are in a minority have a stronger muscle to flex because of the way the maps are drawn, so that their minority voice is amplified over the majority voice in the House of Representatives specifically, because that's where these districts are reflected? That's our poll. Go vote on the NFR YouTube channel. Greg Jarrett's going to give us the brass tacks details on this Louisiana districting case in front of the Supreme Court. And let's hear a timeline on when this might be release, when we could get a ruling. Is it going to be next June? Is it going to be next week? We don't know. Greg Jarrett on the Annie Fry Show next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. Beautiful Thursday afternoon here in St. Louis, Missouri. I want to get directly to our guest. Greg Jarrett joins us once again, Fox News legal analyst, former defense attorney and law professor, and author of The Trial of the Century and The Constitution and Other Patriotic Documents. Greg Jarrett, welcome back. It's always good to have you here.
Oh, good to be with you, Annie. Thanks for having me on.
Of course. I want to start with the conversation surrounding the Supreme Court hearing this case that could limit a key Voting Rights Act rule. And we know that this is coming out of Louisiana, but I wanted to get your constitutionally sound explanation of why this case ended up making it to the Supreme Court to begin with, so people can get a good understanding of what we're looking at.
Well, Louisiana created race-based congressional districts to ensure the election of minority lawmakers. The state legislature did that under the guise of the Voting Rights Act of 1965 that prohibits racial discrimination in voting. But in the process of doing it, creating these districts, they actually turned the law upside down, creating a racial advantage or preference that discriminates against other people. So that's not colorblind, but color conscious. And that seemed to be the prevailing opinion of a majority of justices this week during the oral arguments. They agreed that minorities must always have equal voting power, but not greater power than everybody else. And that is, you know, I think a natural extension of the Supreme Court's earlier ruling striking down affirmative action in education as having the unintended effect of reverse discrimination, which is constitutionally forbidden. The court said discrimination of any kind, whether it's black or white, is fundamentally wrong and contrary to the principles of the Constitution.
Oh, we're speaking with Greg Jarrett right now. Of course, these arguments have been made. There's some clips out there of some discussions that have taken place between those bringing the case and the justices themselves. It seems like most times you can kind of guess 3-3. You're going to have three people on an issue on one side, three justices on the other, and then there are a couple other ones. There are a few other ones there that might be in the mix to help decide this case. Have you heard anything from what's come out of this case so far that makes you feel like this is going to go one way or the other?
Well, I think the most penetrating questions were posed by Justice Brett Kavanaugh, who seemed to agonize over it and seemed to be at some points in time during the oral arguments sympathetic to both sides of the case. I think in the end he'll side with a majority, and it was pretty clear where that majority was headed. And as I say, it would be consistent with earlier rulings, particularly on affirmative action. I think the other real question that was sort of hovering over the courtroom is, what does it mean for all of the recent movements by states to gerrymander districts? The high court seemed to indicate that political gerrymandering may be permissible, which is what's going on in, mm-hmm. you know, in certain states like Texas and California and elsewhere, but not racial gerrymandering. That's where the high court is really drawing the line. And so, I mean, it's hard to reach that conclusion because the oral arguments only tangentially touched on political gerrymandering. But, you know, that seemed to me to be the logical inference to be drawn.
We're speaking with Greg Jarrett, Fox News legal analyst. We love having his voice on here when it comes to these issues. So I'm kind of thinking in my mind timeline. If they were to rule against the districts that are there in Louisiana, how quickly do they get redrawn? How do they get redrawn? And then also, what potential ripple effect would this have elsewhere? Are there other states saying, hey, we think we have the Louisiana thing going on where we're at, and we'd like to have that consideration as well?
Yeah, I think the high court is cognizant of the fact that time is of the essence here, because you have midterm elections coming up about a year from now. And, you know, it takes time to draw electoral maps for each state, the respective districts and so forth. And then you have to take into consideration the inevitable challenges that will be filed. And of course, those are cases that may get, you know, fast forwarded to the Supreme Court. So with an election upcoming and the decision really hanging in the balance, I would suspect that the Supreme Court justices will try to, you know, fast track their issuance of an opinion and a decision.
Well, we will be watching for that, certainly. We're going to shift gears here a little bit and talk about specifically James Comey, of course, has said that he's innocent. He's ready for a trial. Let's go. But it does seem as though his team is going to work hard to make sure that a trial isn't easily accessed. What are you expecting to see? What should folks like us who don't understand the legal system understand about what happens between now and the time we potentially see James Comey walking into a courtroom?
Well, I wrote a column on this for Fox News, calling it the Comey con, that he really wants to put Trump on trial. You'll recall on the day of the indictment, Comey rushed to a camera and preened like a peacock, saying, "Let's have a trial." To me, it was just another pretense by, you know, phony Comey, a con job, because the last thing he wants is a trial, which became abundantly clear literally moments after he entered a plea in court. His attorneys announced that they're going to be filing motions to dismiss, claiming that the charges are vindictive and selective and retribution by Trump. So it's obvious to me that Comey's strategy is, I'm going to put Donald Trump on trial to avoid my own trial. Now, typically, that's an uphill battle for a defendant. For example, on selective prosecution under the law, he has to prove by clear evidence that the charges have an unjustified motive. But if they're justified, and a grand jury certainly thought they were, it's not a defense. Of course, the argument that Trump is, you know, a terrible villain and poor Jimmy is the innocent victim is worthy of a Shakespearean farce, given Comey's long list of lawless schemes and deceptions and abuses of power. I mean, Comey, let's not forget, invented lawfare by launching the perverted Russia hoax against Trump. So his hypocrisy and his arrogance is really quite stunning. One of the other things he's going to do, and it'll prolong any potential trial, he's going to challenge the appointment of Lindsey Halligan, who replaced the fired U.S. attorney, and Comey will argue that her appointment was a violation of the law, illegal, and so forth. This judge, because he voted to maintain in office the prior U.S. attorney, will recuse himself, and they'll have to send it to a different district to make a decision on that motion to dismiss.
Okay, so we're going to have to endure through the course of this as we march towards a trial. Last question. We're speaking with Greg Jarrett here about all of this legal, these legal headlines that are top of the news stories these days. The Letitia James mortgage fraud trial, of course, the James Comey. We've heard the FBI director and Pam Bondi talk about how much more there is to come. I don't hold my breath, but I'm interested to see what happens next. Is this lawfare? If they're pushing these charges or you know, summoning these grand juries and everything, is there a way to prove outside of the political realm that this isn't lawfare? Because it looks like it if you don't know the details or the evidence that is being brought against the Comeys and the Letitia James of the world.
Yeah, I mean, spare me the moral outrage over weaponization of the law. People like Comey and Letitia James created it, shamelessly launching their lawfare crusades, both of them, against Trump. And their personal animus drove those particular cases. The James case was ludicrous. The judgment was tossed out in a humiliation to Letitia James by the higher court. And, of course, even the anti-Trump special counsel team of partisan prosecutors found there was no collusion conspiracy. So, look, if you abuse your position of power, if you contort the law, if you twist the facts to bring a political prosecution, there are consequences to that. Comey allegedly lied to Congress. I have no doubt he did. Be up to a judge and jury to make that decision, not Greg Jarrett. As far as Letitia James is concerned, I mean, when you tell a bank that your home that you're buying is primary or secondary to get a lower mortgage, but then it's not, that's fraud. You're lying to the lender, deceiving about the financial risk. And, you know, all you have to do is look at the documents. They do incriminate Letitia James. She can hardly claim, oh, gosh, sloppy paperwork, miscommunications, because she's on record as Attorney General saying that's never an excuse under the law. So, you know, those are words that will come back to haunt her.
Yeah, I saw Michael Cohen say that a first-year law student could prosecute Letitia James on with what they have going. And Michael Cohen, I don't see him out there trying to get into Donald Trump's good graces these days too much.
Yeah. It's probably the first time I've ever agreed with Michael Cohen.
Yeah, you and me both. Greg Jarrett, thank you for the time today. We appreciate you. We look forward to having you back soon.
My pleasure.
Take care. Bye-bye. Greg Jarrett is a Fox News legal analyst, former defense attorney, and law professor. A great book for Christmas coming up, The Constitution and Other Patriotic Documents. Can't spread that around too terribly much. I think that's a good gift every time it's given. Thoughts or anything on what he said there?
Well, I'll just say that I have not been following the Letitia James story, but every time that I see anything about it, it's just comical.
Funny.
It is so bad because she is, you read what she's on record saying and you're like,
she's prosecuted herself.
She has just put herself in a box. It's so bad. And knowing that she had done that while she was prosecuting and persecuting the president of the United States, Donald Trump, for the same thing is so ludicrous that I'm like, this is a ridiculous story. And I don't, I'm like, don't
you
even
almost
need
can't
to follow
believe it.
It. Yeah.
The B.
Right.
I vote the B. And you know, the truth of the matter is, my best guess is that Letitia James had no idea that she did this.
I don't know.
I would bet that Letitia James wasn't personally involved in trying to game the system. But she has people who do things for her that did it, which is exactly what the former president of the United States said. Like, I didn't do, like, this is, there's no grand conspiracy here, and there's also no victim. Now, she actually did defraud the people Virginia or Maryland or wherever her other houses are. Like, are these people, like, suffering? Is there, like, a restitution that could be paid to make this right, some sort of fine? I really don't care. But, like, play stupid games, win stupid prizes, Letitia James. And I think you're about to win the grand prize.
And all this to save, like you said, you defrauded the state of Virginia by what, $5,000?
Is it worth it?
It's fraud for the sake of just saving that money. So it is fraud, but it's so ridiculous. It's an unbelievable story.
It's so funny. I'm sorry, Letitia James. I don't like to laugh at people, but you don't look like you're laughing, so it can't be with you.
You did it to yourself.
Yeah, you made your bed. And no one is above the law. What can I say? Be right back. Don't go away.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
DSW, Earthplace of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
So yesterday, I was talking with, who were we talking with about the, yesterday was Wednesday?
Hump Day.
Mr. Roy, I guess. This whole thought that's being floated out there by Democrats, you just hear, you know, their messaging, their consistency in messaging. It's always fun when they create those compilations where you have 20 people who on the same day said the same thing, like the same phrase.
Same tweet goes out.
Mm-hmm. It's always got an F word in it.
Lately.
That's how you know they're mad. And that they've run out of other intelligent words to use. That's when I use the F word.
It always has the D word in it, too. Donate.
The suggestion that there's not going to be an election in 2028.
Come on.
Did you hear what I suggested to Dory yesterday about that?
Maybe.
This is rolling around in my head. Normally, I wouldn't say these things out loud, but I'm saying it out loud right now because I don't hear people necessarily discussing this. I don't know if it's too soon to discuss this. But the act, the in the streets, shut it down activism comes from the left. Now, a lot of that is lawful. Some of it is not lawful. Some of it is awful and violent and illegal. But it's not all illegal. If Donald Trump continues on this pace, we are 9 months into this presidency. Not even. We're 9 months into it. If he continues on this pace, if the Supreme Court, it's got three justices on there from Donald Trump. Whew! Three justices on there. If the Supreme Court rules in favor of the redistricting or the against the Voting Rights Act or whatever it is, and Louisiana gets changed, and all of a sudden it's going to turn into, you know, this a 20-point swing in the House is enormous. The Democrats have been able to utilize the system to their benefit, and it's never about persuading people on thought. It's always about working the system to their advantage, and they have done a very good job at it. This is the first time in my life I've ever seen the Republicans even consider trying to work the system to their advantage.
Yeah, me too.
And, I don't think it's not really in an underhanded way, in my opinion. I'm subjective. Yes, I'm a Republican. I want to see seats go red. But I also see, on the whole, a president who campaigned on the things that he's doing right now. Yes, promises kept. Promises made, promises kept. So I completely believe that the Trump campaign was a campaign of ideas. And actual measurable promises. I don't hear Democrats going, promises made, promises kept, because they don't make promises. They just blame the other side and then get into office and then they continue to campaign on ensuring that whatever the American people think, as long as they blame the other guy. And too many people were looking for someone to blame because too much sucked under President Biden's administration. There's a report out today that suggests that there is reason to believe that Barack Obama was running that whole administration. Is that news?
The more substantial it gets, the more it is.
Yeah. If it's verifiable. But why do we continue? Why would anybody think that there wouldn't be an election in 2028? Where in the world is that coming from? If you're really the only place where I could feel like that could have even the teeniest tiny roots is in Donald Trump, the Trump 2028 hats. The suggestion that Trump is going to be the president in 2028. There's no way. Like, the fact that any single person would take that seriously makes me really lean into the idea that RFK Jr. should make TDS a diagnosable problem.
I have been critical of the hat. I have, even though I think it's funny, I've said, look, that is something that if
Don't
I was on the
soft,
left,
Ryan.
I would be
Don't
like,
be soft.
Oh, come on. What's he doing?
There's zero truth to the idea that Donald Trump, or maybe Donald Trump Sr. is thinking that Jr. wants to run and that's going to slip in there and it's Trump 2028.
I mean, maybe, but even if it's Donald Trump, it still would be him winning a third election. It's still an election. There's not no election happening. So it's still a campaign hat. So, like, again, it's kind of ridiculous, even if that's the only genesis of it.
You're ridiculous.
I will also add this. With the Voting Rights Act, the only thing, I keep looking into this and like, oh, how do you parse this out? Because legally and all, you know, what's the Supreme Court arguing? Ultimately, what I keep circling back to on the VRA, and it's Section 2 of the VRA, if you want to be real specific, is that if you are a Democrat, you're against getting rid of it because it benefits
Republicans.
Democrats. If you're a Democrat, you're against getting rid of it because it benefits Democrats. You want to keep it. If you're a Republican,
against getting rid of it.
Sorry, my language. If you're a Republican, you want to get rid of it because that would benefit Republicans. This is such a purely political maneuver that was created and has been used for political purposes mm-hmm. the entire time of its existence. That is the only thing that should be argued is the politics of it. The racial part of it is just an excuse for the political part. Nobody arguing it has any motivation beyond the politics. That's it. That's all you need to know about it. Because anybody who's argued this for actual racial purposes was back in 1965, and they're gone.
But there's a real question there. I mean, we saw that and I think Greg Jarrett pointed this out. There's a real question there whenever they ruled on schools and admissions and stuff like that. Can you base that on race? And so there's a real question here, too.
YouTube live chat poll. Do you believe minorities should have special consideration when drawing congressional districts? Yes or no? Let us know what you think on the Annie Fry YouTube channel. Weekend's America next. Don't go away.
Wiggins!
Oh! Wiggins!
All right, here we go. This is for all generations, really, but this is a question about boomer sensibilities. These are phrases that Parade Magazine, the heralded psychologists at Parade Magazine, have said that boomers need to stop using to the other generations. And so we are those other generations. Three of us are Gen X millennials, basically, elder millennials. And Ethan is a Gen... You're Gen Alpha, right? No, you're
Gen Z.
You're Gen Z. So we're going to decide whether these are phrases that the boomers do need to actually retire or that they're fine. The first one is, you're too sensitive.
Has boomers need to retire that?
Boomers need to retire. That was what Parade Magazine is saying. I'm asking you whether you're too sensitive is inappropriate for our modern sensibilities.
What if someone's being too sensitive?
Then I think you tell them you're too sensitive.
Yeah. I think Parade is being too sensitive.
I do too. I think you're going to find that some of these fall into that category that they're too sensitive.
I'm totally understanding that, like, we grew up with emotions didn't have a high priority in play, like when we were growing up in the 80s or the 90s from our parents. And I think they probably were in play more than when our parents grew up. Being raised by the greatest generation that went through the Great Depression. And I mean, you want to talk about being soft.
Yeah.
People are so freaking soft right now.
Yes.
Everybody is so soft. All we do is walk around looking for the next thing to be offended by.
Do you think the pendulum's swinging back the other direction right now, though?
Yeah. I think people are sick and tired of walking on eggshells and being made out to be, you know, some sort of villain when all everybody, for the most part, is trying to do is get through life and do their thing, advocate for themselves, advocate for their people or whatever. And like, people don't know how to have a conversation where the conversation isn't exactly like all flowers, rainbows, and sunshine. People can't have those conversations anymore.
Mm-hmm.
We can't figure out how to have conflict without it ending in someone being canceled or being written off or written out. Or
triggered. I got to go see somebody about what you just said to me. How about this one? We didn't have all the confusion about genders in my day. We understood there were two. I think we're with you there, boomers.
Well, on Tuesday, we do a segment called X's and Y's, just to highlight the fact that there are two.
Okay, we'll skip that one and move forward. When I worked, I did whatever it took to please my boss.
You know, like this, you're not in service to your boss, you're in service to the cause.
My thoughts exactly.
So if your boss is a jackwagon and you're doing things that go against your moral compass or your conscience or whatever, you'd need a different job.
Yes.
You can go to HR if you want to. That's probably not going to...
Back to question number one. You're too sensitive. But yeah, I agree.
That's not what HR is telling people.
No, they're not. They're telling everybody that your feelings are valid no matter what they are.
Yeah.
Number four, you need to stop buying all that avocado toast and lattes if you want to own a house.
Mind your damn business.
Do people actually buy avocado toast?
I like avocado toast.
Really?
I don't think
I've ever had it before.
I gotta say, it is pretty good.
It does sound good.
You gotta get it
at Smoothie King right now. Mm-hmm. I've never had it.
You gotta get a thick piece of bread though, because if it's not, it kind of gets a little
over. It does
soft.
Too much.
Yeah. Mm. But the general sentiment
seems
here
seems like you're really particular about people's avocado toast.
Ezekiel bread.
I am. And I kind of agree with this. However, the housing market has changed a lot in those days.
Yeah.
And this is kind of an old-fashioned, like, well, if you save enough, you can just get ahead.
Yeah.
When really the market has just changed.
Depending on the job you have, you could be the most disciplined person with your money and still not have enough for a house to be afforded in your life.
This is the dilution of the American dollar, and this is the outcome of it, as I preach. How about the next one? Nobody wants to work for anything anymore. Nobody wants to work, really, is what they're saying. I think that's a great message.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, I'm going to push back on it a little bit because it's easy to, like, sit in your rocking chair on your porch, tell people to get off your lawn because nobody wants to work anymore. A lot more people want to work than have been given credit for. I don't know, Ethan, how much you get this being a Gen Zer, but, like, it was the trend to crap all over millennials. When millennials were busting their butts, I mean, I'm an older millennial. I'm at the higher end of that generation, and I was surrounded by people who were working their butts off to try to make it. The housing crash happened in 2008. I graduated college in 2006. The housing market crashed and caused everything, you know, a lot of people, a lot of strife. There were jobs were incredibly hard to get. And then insurance became much more expensive to get, like house or health insurance. I mean, there's a lot that has been stacked up against the millennial generation. And in the process of all of this taking place, once you get to the end of the millennials, this is kind of what your generation, Gen Z, has walked into, which is just everything is astronomically
high. I just think it sounds stupid when anyone says everyone or no one. No one wants to work anymore. That if someone said that to me, I'd say, you're stupid. Like, categorizing everyone into that, knowing there's a lot of people out there, probably the majority, that still, like, you know, are just trying to get by, like you said, Annie.
Everybody says that. Last one is
stupid.
Doesn't bother me because I'm not too sensitive.
Children should be seen and not heard. That is very generational.
Children should be seen and not heard. The people who don't like to hear children shouldn't be seen or heard. Goodbye.
That's sometimes too sensitive. I think this about my kids, though.
Well, if you think about your own kids, yeah. I'm going to tell them that tonight. We'll be right back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.